Speaker 1.
My name is Mark. I've been living in a renovated van for around 2 years now, and I like to think of myself as a digital nomad. I can be outside whenever I want, and I can both work and enjoy beautiful views from my van's window. I'm a graphic designer, and I create logos for a lot of startup companies across the UK. It's pretty well paid, and I can easily afford this lifestyle. The only thing where I don't save money is my climbing gear, because with sporting equipment, you can't choose the cheap stuff. I don't think humans need as much stuff as they think they do. Sometimes, I don't get why there are so many families that have financial difficulties out here. I mean, you just need to get used to living with less.
Speaker 2.
I'm Melanie, and I've been living in this converted van for just over a year. Before that, my boyfriend and I were living in Boston. But then we decided to do a YouTube series about traveling and also stream on Twitch. This is how we make a living. We wanted to save money and see more of the US. But to be honest, it's difficult to plan everything that we need to live on the road. Additionally, we also need to constantly produce content and have a marketing strategy for our channels. I don't know how much longer it will be possible for me to do that, but I don't want to give up now. It has always been my dream to be a traveling video journalist and content creator. Another thing that worries me is that our videos haven't been doing so well recently, but I want to keep up with new trends, so hopefully a few of the next videos will go viral, and we can start earning a bit more money to afford this life on the road.
Speaker 3.
My parents have worked from the road almost my whole life. I don't remember not living in our camper. It's great to see so many places, but I can't wait to have a bigger room to stay in. It'll be nice to live in the same place for a longer period of time. I'm Sylvan, and I'm 16 years old. My mom is a nature photographer, which is pretty cool, so I've been to most of the national parks and I've already seen a lot of interesting animals. But it's been hard to make friends because I never stay in the same school for long. Sometimes I'm also taught by my parents when we're on the go, and then I have to go to a new class in the middle of the school year when we have to stay in an area. This is tough because people have already created their friend groups. My dad does jobs wherever my mom has to work. He's pretty handy with tools, so he can do almost everything. Luckily, I got a pretty good score on the university entrance exam, and I'm really looking forward to going to college.
Speaker 4.
3 years ago, I decided to renovate a bus by myself and spend a year traveling around Canada. My name is Tara, and I'm 34 years old. The renovation was much more expensive and harder than I had thought. At the beginning, I thought this would be my new home, but that changed. A problem was that parking sites for camping vans in Quebec are either always full or super expensive. In Canada, you're not allowed to just park anywhere you want. In the beginning, it was incredible, and my boyfriend and I lived together in the van. However, then there were more and more repairs, and it just got too small for two people. We didn't have any privacy anymore, and the van got dirty really quickly. I still have my van, but I use it for weekend getaways and short trips. Now I'm back in an apartment, and I am excited to fly somewhere for my next vacation.
Speaker 5.
My name is Steven, and I live in a converted school bus. I took on a lot of debt to go to college, and the costs for houses and apartments in my area are extremely high. So the only place to live was my bus. 2 months ago, I couldn't drive the bus anymore because something was broken. The cost for repairing the bus and getting it back on the streets were just too much. So I gave up the idea of driving around and just parked it in my parents' garden. I really want to find a job and earn some good money. Then I will hopefully have the chance to decide whether I want to live in the bus or in an apartment in the future. From my parents' land, it's possible to see the Appalachian Mountains, so it's not all bad.